Hi, my name is David Hahn, and you might know me from the large and very active Dallas Drupal Users Group. This is episode 22 of Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now, your host.
He took both swing and tap dancing classes in college.
Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me David Hahn. David is president of Level 10 Interactive, a Drupal development and internet marketing company in Dallas, Texas. He's also the co-leader of the Dallas Drupal Users Group, and today he's going to be talking to us about starting a local user group and how to grow your own group if you've already got one going. So, David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Do you want to start out by telling us a little bit more about who you are and where you're from?
Sure. Like Brian said, I helped lead Level 10. We're a leading Drupal development company here in Dallas, Texas. We've contributed dozens of modules and themes to the community, including the very popular SEO tools, social media app, and the Jackson theme. We have our own Drupal distribution, Open Enterprise, and we're helping to lead the apps initiative in Drupal. We also do SEO, internet marketing, performance tuning, and social media management. We are 100% Drupal. It's all we use for the past 4 or 5 years. Personally, myself, I started out as a software developer. After college, I started on with Novell and then went through a series of startups, some very successful and some complete failures. I moved over to the dark side of management about a dozen years or so ago, and I still do some development and web work just so I don't become a complete empty suit.
All right. Well, how did you get started with Drupal in specific?
I finished a startup in Florida about 4 years ago, moved back to Dallas, and then I co-founded a web development company with a very good friend of mine from my Novell days. We looked around at different platforms, and we picked Drupal, and I began climbing the Drupal learning cliff. I went out biking a lot with Tom McCracken, the Level 10 founder, and we worked together on the Dallas Drupal Users Group, and we put together several Drupal camps, and about a year or so ago, he asked me if I'd join Level 10. So it was a great opportunity to work with just a stellar team here, and we've been growing and contributing to the community ever since.
Cool. What's the most recent project you've been working on?
We are in the process of reworking the website for the world-famous Kimball Art Museum. We've done a few microsites for them for some of their more recent exhibitions, and we're completely rewriting the site and expect to relaunch it in the fall. I predict it will win many awards.
Cool. Okay, well, let's go ahead and just jump into user groups. And I've got a few questions. How is a user group different from a DrupalCon or a Drupal camp?
Well, a Drupal users group is like a mini Drupal camp. You have a small number of people that meet, talk about one particular topic. Our user group is approaching 500 people, so we're fairly large, one of the biggest in the world. They're not all active at any one time, but considering how non-open source Dallas is, it's a pretty good size number. We've put on 3 Drupal camps so far. They tend to be anywhere from 100 to 500 or 600 people. I think LA may have had 1,000. And we're working on number 4 right now. In 2010, we ran our Drupal camp inside of a larger camp called Open Camp. It was a legendary conference that included sessions on WordPress, Joomla, graphic design, new social media, and even had the Golden Knights jumping out of airplanes. We put on Drupal Camp 2011, which was just tremendous. I would put the speakers and sessions up that we had against any other camp or con that I'd been to. We had well over 100 sessions submitted, and we even had an open another track just to even fit half of them in. Our big mistake was holding it in July. It was 105 degrees out. We're scheduling our next one for the fall.
That would be a good idea. So is there a format that works best for your user group? Like, do you have one presenter or do you have a bunch of different presenters? Is it just a support group, or how does that work for you guys?
Well, I'm going to answer this along with another question that somebody asked about. How do we hold meetups that cater to all levels of experience? So there's no one answer. You have to really experiment in your community to see what you've got. But I'll tell you a little bit about what we've done and our experience in it. When I started first going to Drupal users group meeting, the talk was very technical. And more often than not, it was just a group of guys sitting around talking about what they had learned that past month. As Drupal became better known, we started getting beginners and non-technical people that wanted to learn the basics. But you would see them, you would just see their eyes glazing over when some holy war between two developers about a configuration management tool or some esoteric usage of Drush would come up. And they would never come back again. So we've tried a few different things to get them to try and be more inclusive. For a while, somebody would get recruited to take the beginners into maybe a conference room or another room and kind of give them the Drupal overview. The problem with that is, you know, if you were a Drupal user, a strong Drupal user, you probably wanted to hear the tech presentation and you didn't necessarily want to get stuck, you know, having to give the intro discussion. We also tried doing them back to back where we do the beginner one first and then the techie one second, but that just meant that half the time one group is either confused or bored. So we tried a few other things. We added some additional monthly meetups. We added one specifically for beginners. We got permission from Acquia to use their Drupal in a Day curriculum. We were already a Drupal training company, so we were familiar with Drupal in a Day. And we would run it once a month over a series of 4 months and just go through. It's an 8-hour total course. We would do 4 2-hour sessions and do it for free. The only problem with that is it would take 4 months to get through Drupal in a Day. And after a month break, most of the people had forgotten what they had learned the last time. We also had technical issues because part of that is setting up a dev environment. We would wind up spending the whole time just trying to get everybody's disparate machine to run the Acquia dev desktop.
Right.
And then since we rotated through the same 4 classes over and over, that's all we ever talked about. We just would go through those 4 and then do it again. And we do that 3 times a year. And we never really got to talk about any other, you know, sort of lower or mid-level topics that would be interesting to people who had already gone through the process. So then we decided to do the Drupal in a Day sessions every 2 weeks. So we would finish in 2 months, and then we added another session per month that was more of a beginner intermediate talk where we would talk about, you know, maybe views or web form or something that was, you know, sort of beginner but not complete beginner but also not extremely technical either. But we were at the point where, you know, we were up here at least 4 times a week doing meetups till 10 o'clock at night. And, that's a hard thing to ask a lot of people to do, doing the teaching. So we're still playing with it. We always keep our original third Monday of the month meetup, and we run anywhere from beginner to upper intermediate topics on it. And then we try to push the really heavy technical discussions to after hours. We're pretty good if somebody starts getting into deep diving into something, just telling them, wait, we'll talk about that afterward. We went ahead and developed our own 3-hour intro course. The Acquia course is good, but it does go a little in depth in some areas. So the 3-hour intro course we're now running once a month. We got the next one coming up in a week or two. We run from 6 to 9 at night, and we go through the whole, you know, basics of Drupal for almost anybody to get started with. So, and the beginners one, we still run whenever we have a good topic. So we're not necessarily fixed on 4 a month right now. We could run anywhere for between 1 and 4, depending on sort of the load. You know, summer's a little bit lighter. If anybody has good topics to talk about, we're running a little bit more off the cuff now.
Okay, I'm going to jump off script for a second, but do you have any suggestions for, like, how to choose that for a just beginning group? And maybe we should hold this till later, but like we have our Wichita group tonight, and we've only got about 5 or 6 people, 7 maybe, that come. So like we don't have that kind of curriculum in place that we can do. Is there something that you'd recommend for like just starting out beginner groups?
There's Acquia has this thing called Hello Drupal, which is pretty nice. We could talk to you about doing the 3-hour one that we've got going. In fact, you know, Wichita's not that fun. We'll send. You're in Wichita, Kansas, not Wichita Falls.
Yeah, right.
I can't see Tom
right
up there. I'm looking to Hello Drupal from Acquia. They that one out for free, and that's a nice just kind of basics getting started. I think it's designed to run in a couple hours.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down. after I ask this next question, which is how do you choose a like physical location, or are there things that you need for this, like a projector or tables or anything?
Well, it, when you're first getting started, you know, you take what you can get. We met at a Cohab, which was a co-working space here. We met at a few different offices. We were very fortunate at Level 10 that when we moved into this office about 3 years ago, we went, being a training company as well, we went ahead and had a space built that's perfect for training as well as doing meetups. We have a big reconfigurable room. We can fit 20 people in one configuration, 60. We had 100 people here, 107, I think, last week for a big networking gathering called Digital Dallas. And we went ahead and built in a kitchen and gathering area that we use for our after hours. So 2/3 of the room is meeting room. The other third is kitchen area with a big island. We have our own kegerator with a fresh keg of beer in it usually. Previous times, we would all go meet at a bar. It's a much nicer now. We just sort of move over to this area. Everybody grabs a red cup. And quite often, the after hours gathering will go on longer than the actual meetup. We do have built-in AV, which is nice, sound and audio, and Xbox, of course. And we have Wi-Fi and power, and it's really nice environment. But I mean, we're unique. Most people don't have that to do. We built it specifically for this this thing. But other meetup groups, you know, Yahoo in the area loans out their space. A place called SoftLayer will loan you their auditorium. There's a place called Improving Enterprises in Dallas, which hosts quite a few meetups. You can find a place to have it. And if you just absolutely cannot find a local tech company that will loan it to you, you know, look for the back room of a bar. You know, I mean, just anywhere to get it going. And once you start getting a dozen people or 15 people, then you can start really looking at trying to get a more permanent space. Mm-hmm. It really helps to have a consistent, well-known place for meetups, because repeat visitors will know where it is and they'll feel much more comfortable coming on an ongoing basis. If you're always moving it around, it just makes people less likely to show up.
So what kind of things do you guys talk about in your user group?
Well, I mean, it's relative and it's changed over the years. It's really whatever is useful to your users. We try to mix up core topics, you know, maybe views, you know, the media module, web form, with more topical subjects as they come up. Recently, Randall Knutson, one of our developers who was on your podcast recently, is talking about open layers and how to make maps in Drupal. Earlier this year, we had meetups on social media app integration, Drupal distributions, top 20 Drupal modules. And we had nearly 70 people come to one called Going Mobile with Drupal, where we discussed how to integrate mobile apps into Drupal. So if you want to be more than a small, very techie group, you need to have frequent topics of a less technical nature that have wide appeal. Once you get big enough, I think you can start running separate meetups. But initially, I mean, you've got to open it up as big as you can if you want to be able to grow.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about growing your group then. So how did you guys get more people to come out? Before we recorded, you told me when you started there was like 5 people or something. How did you get more people to start coming out?
Yeah, when I first started going, the first one I went to was at Cohabitat, and I think there might have been 5 or 6 people there. It was pretty small. We just kind of sat around and talked. And I think that's how a lot of these start. We've done a few things to help. Really, if you're not using it, meetup.com is a great piece of software and a great tool. People know to look there. It shows up well in search engines. It costs a little bit per month. Somebody's got to pay $5 or $10 a month. You know, we pay that, but it's not much, but it's totally worth it. People can register for the meetups. It gives us very frequent touch access to them. We also post on groups.drupal.org. We send things out to our email list. We use Twitter. We really don't use Facebook much. But if you're not using Meetup, absolutely use Meetup. Another important thing to do is to keep your queue full of interesting topics, interesting meetups, and post them in advance. Don't post something on Monday about your Wednesday meetup. We found around the month level, 4 to 6 weeks, getting something out there and having, say, 2 in advance or 3 is great. Don't put them out 6 months or even 3 months in advance because people forget about them. But get them queued up and make sure that by the time you have one meetup, you've already got the next one scheduled so you can talk about it at that meetup and reinforce it. It does take time for these things to fill up, so give yourself plenty of time. Meetup is great. It's sending out reminders automatically. People can hold discussions. People can But they have jobs that they want to post. They can post them up there. They can rate your meetups. Definitely get your friendlies to go out there and rate your meetups high. Those two particular things are really important to get yourself going.
Okay. And something else we've had is some people kind of come one week and don't come another. So how do you attract and retain consistent members?
Well, some of the earlier topics, having a single place is great. Promoting things early. But it's marketing. Just stay with it. You got to be consistent. Just keep doing the same things that are good quality marketing and just be persistent with them. There will be dips. Things will come up and down. Summer's bad. But people will keep coming and you'll keep growing it. You'll keep getting more and new people to come. And eventually the other people will come and they'll reinforce each other.
Okay. All right. Okay, so how do you set and maybe change expectations of attendees if everybody's just coming to hire or get help? This came from a Twitter question from, I believe it was at Transition. He was saying that people often come just to hire somebody or they have a specific issue with Drupal. And how do you kind of set those expectations that's not
and,
what it's for.
You know what? Always be there. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. And I would imagine of the 500 people we have in ours, there's quite a few of those people who signed up one time just to try to get some help. But the good thing is they're signed up, they're on our meetup list, they get constant messages. What we do is we don't just have a chat session where we all just sit around and anybody talks. It's structured. We have a little introduction. We go around. Everybody sort of talks about what they're doing. Somebody may mention they need some help, but we don't let anybody ask anything at that point. We get through very briefly, and then we go into the presentation. And we do the presentation, for an hour. And then after that, then we have the social time, and that's when people can ask their questions. And if somebody has a question that somebody else can answer, well, that's great. We've helped people connect, and we've helped people get together, but we don't let the sessions turn into somebody monopolizing it just to try and get their site built for free. We're trying to build up the ecosystem for everybody, so we certainly encourage those people. With signing up for people, it's meetup is nice. You can register, a general meetup.com user, and you can use it for our user group. You can use it for any of the thousands and thousands that are in Meetup. It doesn't cost anything, but it really helps you understand who's coming and have touch with them on a consistent basis. Just plan on if 60 people sign up on a free Meetup, 40 will show up at the most. You'll always lose at least a third of those people just will sign up and just won't show up.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You mentioned they sign up for it, and we don't have that right now, and so that's all done through Meetup.com.
It's all done through Meetup.com, and it is great because it will email them a week beforehand. It will email them the night before. If there's some change to it, you can put that information in there, and then they're in there. It's like you want to capture information about your customers. These are your customers, right? So you want to get as much information as they're willing to give and then use that information for frequent touch.
Hmm. Okay. And are yours all free signups, or do you charge for any of your meetups?
All our meetups are free. The only thing we charge for is we do Acquia training, during the day, public training. We charge for that. But okay. None of our meetups we charge anything for.
Okay. So I always send out a tweet to let people know who I'm going to talk to. And Phil Ward got back to me with a question about at what point do you start holding informative meetings and migrate away from just chatting?
Sure. Well, you need a critical mass. If it's five people, six people sitting around talking, it's going to be pretty boring if you just give each other a presentation, once a month. So you've got to get more and more people. Once you get, I think, around a dozen or so, you can start doing more formal presentations. And if you can't get people from your group, get somebody, from a similar group. Have somebody talk about general SEO and then have a little discussion about how it works into Drupal. But whatever you can do to build that up initially, do what you have to. And then once you hit that dozen or so mark, then you can start really becoming a little more formal about it.
And when you do that, do you kind of assign each person in the group to do something later? Or is that, I mean, not necessarily assigned, they could volunteer, but
sure. It's half and half, right? Some of my engineers, I go, hey, guess what you're speaking on next month? I try to, as much as I can, you know, get the community. You know, people don't want to hear from level 10, they want to hear from the community. So, we've got several strong Drupal shops here in Dallas, we've got a lot of talented people. So we definitely try to get as much mix up, and people want to speak, because if you want to speak at something like DrupalCon, they're going to want to see that you've spoken at a few user group meetups or a few Drupal camps, and you're going to, and we video everything too, and we're even starting to live stream them. So, you know, those become something that you can show, here's something I've done, and it becomes a much stronger reason for coming and speaking at one of our meetups.
Okay. Do you then publish those videos on your website somewhere, or?
We do. We publish them, links to them on our website, and they're on our Drupal video site called Tutor TV, TUTR.TV.
Oh, okay. Do you guys at Level 10 run that?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Cool. Okay, and then my next question came from at Transition again. He said, we faced a couple of challenges with our Drupal user group, and he's in Houston, Texas. And one is getting more local people to come out, and we kind of talked about that. And the other is to they started experimenting with lightning talks. I don't know how to say this very well.
And we've done lightning talks as well, and sometimes those are interesting. You don't want to do them every time, but especially if you've got a little time to fill, people love to. You know, you say, come up here, anybody has 10 minutes to, you know, talk about something they've discovered. Sometimes we'll do whole sessions on that. Or come show off the latest site you have. People like to show off what they're doing, especially if they don't have to prepare an hour-long presentation and they really only have to spend 5 or 10 minutes showing off something cool that they've done. There's nothing wrong with throwing that in, and sometimes we just throw those in ad hoc afterwards, especially if we have a little bit of time to kill.
Okay.
So for building your group, here's some things I would do. I would look for topics with the widest appeal and the least amount of jargon. One would be an example. We do this one at other meetups as well. We do one called Why Drupal is the Best Platform SEO. So you're not necessarily going into some in-depth Drupal thing. You're telling people how you solve this problem about getting more customers to your website. And then you can discuss the general SEO principles along with some Drupal-specific things like the Path Auto module or the SEO Tools modules or something like that. If you want more people, you have to widen your appeal. Meetup.com, of course, is great. Keep the queue filled. If you let your queue dry, it basically says, hey, our meetup is no longer active. You know, when you go to Meetup.com, it says, oh, there's no meetings coming up. Oh, well, people move on. We go to a lot of other related meetups in the area to promote our meetup. Dallas is full of meetups. I don't know about other cities, but we've got a very thriving startup community. So I went and spoke. I gave an intro to Drupal session at a weekend thing at the AT&T Foundry here recently, an incubator. We go to hackathons. We go to the SEO meetups. We go to content meetups. Not only are we participating in them and talking to other people, we're presenting at them, inviting them to come to our group. That helps a lot. When we had our holiday party last year, we actually invited several other groups to come join us, some web and print designers groups. You know, we had twice as many people that way. We commingled, we share ideas, and now we go to each other's meetups. Specifically for Houston, I mean, that's a big city, and you probably already thought of this, but, you know, maybe moving it around somewhere and seeing if there's a place that it sticks. So maybe testing, maybe there's Sugarland's better than up in the north area. I don't know if you've talked to Catherine, but she has a big list of all the people who went to the Southwest Drupal conference last year. So, you know, maybe you can start sending emails out to that. And one more thing you might do is get a ringer in. We brought up Jeff Linwood from Austin a while back, and we got 70 people to come see his one on mobile Drupal development. I mean, he's a great speaker and a great developer, and he'll move around. He'll travel down there for you. Travis Tidwell here in Dallas is an author of the Media Front module. He recently went up to Oklahoma to give them a presentation on his module. You could probably talk him into coming to Houston. Tom McCracken, our founder, he's a very good speaker, sought after speaker, speaks at Drupal Cons, has spoken dozens and dozens of Drupal camps. You give him a beer and tell him where there's a good mountain biking trail, and he'll come down to Houston and give you a really excellent talk on a variety of topics. So, you know, bring somebody external in, bring a ringer in. You know, if you can tweet or go on Twitter and hit up other people to see if they want to come speak there. You know, get a little variety and mix things up a little bit.
Hmm. Okay. And then here's where he asked the other questions. He said basically they get two types of people at their group. It's somebody coming who's saying, I'm looking for a Drupal expert to work on a Rush project, or, you know, we don't know much, but we heard it's cool, or, you know, do my Drupal for me. And then the other type of person he gets is, I want a specific answer to my specific problem. So what would you say to those two things?
That's always going to happen, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just has to be managed. If you're running just a discussion type Drupal users group, it's going to be very hard to push those people off. But if you've actually got presentations going, then just say, listen, that's great. We'll talk about it after the presentation. And if they actually have, you know, if they can actually stick through the whole presentation, then, you know, let them connect and let them see if somebody else, you know, can help them. You know, it's up to other people if they decide they want to help for free or not, or, you know, or if they want to say, well, here's my hourly rate, here's my card, I'll be glad to help you, you know, on the clock. Some people we've let them sponsor our meetup, and we say, okay, you've got a problem, you need to hire somebody, give us $50, give us $100 for pizza and beer, and we'll go, hey, this meetup's been sponsored by this guy, and we'll give him a couple minutes at the beginning to discuss his problem and say what he needs and say, hey, afterward, I'll be here to talk. And that's pretty cheap if you can solve your problem. And if they're not interested in that, then you probably don't want to help them anyway because they're just going to be a problem. We've had some meetups that are really designed to help people to diagnose and solve their own problems. Like one night we had one called the Top 15 Drupal Problems and How to Solve Them. That was very popular. But we did make them stick to the presentation, and we didn't allow them to talk about any additional issues until afterward. The theory being, if you teach a man to fish, maybe he'll solve his own problems. And the bigger you get your group, that will help. I mean, if there's 70 people in a meetup and there's three people trying to get help, then it's going to be a lot more diluted than if there's four people in the meeting and three of them want help. That one guy's going to get kind of sick of coming to meetings and he's not coming anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then finally he asked, I've been to a few other local tech meetups and he's seen similar issues. But his core group is smaller, and so the problem seems bigger. Should they just focus on trying to develop the local Drupal community, or are they not going about reaching the existing community in the best way?
Well, I think it's a widening thing. You just got to widen your net, and a rising tide lifts all boats. You got to get as many people as you can in there to educate them about Drupal. Build, you know, maybe not all just pure developers, but bring in some, bring in some people who want to learn Drupal. We've got no shortage of people in our group who started out without knowing anything, and now they're competent Drupal developers. So help develop people. Really, I think it's just coming. You've got to figure out in your particular group what it is that people are looking for, right? Nobody wants to go to a Drupal meetup just to go to a meetup. I had a professor in grad school once tell me that nobody buys a drill because they want a drill. They want a hole. So you got to figure out what is the people looking for. They're coming to your meetup looking for something. You could have people that are looking for, they want to start a business and they need a website and they don't know how to start. You know, maybe they're just the one lonely Drupal developer in their company that wants to share experiences with other Drupal developers. We get that a lot. Maybe they're looking for a new career. Figure out what your community needs and fulfill those needs, and you'll have a thriving community.
Okay. And kind of as a side note, he asked, do you know when the dates are for the Dallas Drupal Days 2012?
And Dallas Drupal Days is what we called Drupal Camp last year because we mixed in the business summit, the traveling business summit with it. So he's talking about Drupal Camp. We are shooting for mid-September. We're venue searching right now. Our venue that we used last year was only available in the summer because it was a college, so we can't use it in September. And we're not doing another 105-degree Drupal camp. That was terrible. So that's our problem. That's always a problem. We've got to find a place that can hold, you know, 200 to 300 people, doesn't cost too much or free, because we keep the tickets really affordable. So that's the plan. I'm hoping to have it worked out, you know, in the next few weeks, and then we'll make an announcement.
Okay, cool. Well, David, thanks for talking with me about user groups. This is going to be really good. I need to listen to this a couple times, probably to get everything that you've said. But let's go ahead and wrap up. And the first question I always ask my guests is, what are you most excited about that's up and coming, something that you're not necessarily involved with?
To me, I'm excited about seeing how Drupal becomes easier to use. I've spent some time with WordPress and other tools, and Drupal's still too hard to use. I'm also looking to see how it integrates better in the internet marketing and social media world. I do a talk on a popular talk called Learning Drupal, in which I basically have 100 slides and I go through the general framework and just about every resource that's available to help people understand how to use and develop Drupal. I would love for that talk to become obsolete. I would love for Drupal to become so easy to use that I don't have to go out and give that talk anymore.
Okay. So where can people find out more about you and your projects?
Well, you can look us up on level10design.com. Come take a look at our meetup page at meetup.com/DallasDrupal. Our Drupal camp is on DallasDrupal.org. I'm at DJ Han on Twitter, H-A-H-N. And I have a personal site, djhan.me, but I generally ignore it in lieu of other work. But if you must go out and look, djhan.me.
All right. Cool. Well, I think that's everything I've got. So, David, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian.